It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on our program, Chef Norman Van Aken prepares a word on food, and our Broward Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski. 10 days of wine tasting, delicious food, cooking demonstrations, celebrity chefs, music, and art, combined with beautiful sunsets and exciting tourist attractions at the annual Uncorked Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival starting Thursday, January 9th. Co-founder and co-producer Bobby Stokey brings us all of the details. Mr. Bobby Stokey, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well up here. Let's start here. You and your family have a long history as restaurateurs all throughout South Florida. You are currently the owner of Marker 88, Sundowners, Señor Frijoles, Ballyhoo's, Sonny's Barbecue, among other restaurants. And you must have started in the restaurant business at a very early age.
Yeah. We've been in the restaurant business since about 1981, and my parents got in the restaurant business back then. And I remember my brother and I, you know, washing dishes, and we were like 15 years old at the time, you know, 14, 15, and we've been doing it ever since. It's been a great ride, a lot of fun.
Well, you're working within a magnificent area, of course, the wonderful Florida Keys. So you're working all the time with marvelous fresh seafood. And tell us about your seafood there.
I think that's obviously one of the advantages the restaurants have really in the Keys is that we just have so much fresh seafood. And, you know, I kind of have a saying that if you have fish that was caught a few days ago, I mean, it's not fresh. Fresh fish is fish that's caught that day. And that's things that we have in the Keys. You know, we literally, a bunch of restaurants down here have multiple deliveries on multiple days, meaning, like, it's not uncommon for us to have delivery of fish 2 to 3 times a day.
Wow. So do you have your own fishing boats that go out and bring it back at the end of the day?
We don't have our own fishing boats. Obviously, there's quite a bit of rules and regulations for fishing day that make that kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Our places, you know, a few places that do it, but with the help of all the fisheries down here, Key Largo Fisheries, the commercial fisheries, they understand how important getting fresh fish right to the restaurants is, and that's what they're going to do. And so literally in the morning, I'll call them, like, I need yellowtail for today. And they're like, no problem. We have yellowtail boat coming in this afternoon. We'll have it to you by 2 o'clock.
I love that hogfish snapper. My gosh. Now, you are a member of the Upper Keys Business Group. Tell us what that's about.
The Upper Keys Business Group was created to foster business and growth in the Upper Keys. It was kind of started during the recession, but we really wanted to make sure that we had a couple of signature events, some reason for people to come down to Key Largo and experience Key Largo the way we experience, like as locals. So that was the idea for the group, and then that's pretty much what we've done today. And right now, UKBG has two major events. We have the Key Largo Concord Public Days, and we also have the Uncorked, the Key Largo and Alamada Food and Wine Festival.
Now, this year, that's going to be a 10-day gastronomic extravaganza, as you all say, and a true taste of the Keys. So all of that great local fish. And will you even serve the unusual lionfish?
You know, I'm sure that some lionfish will sneak its way into the festival. It really has become kind of a local delicacy down here. And, you know, one of the issues with lionfish, there's no, like, great commercial. It's a byproduct catch. So lionfish are something that we have readily available and fresh during, for example, lobster season, because they catch the lionfish in the lobster traps kind of by accident. But literally, it has become such a commodity down here that the fisheries are almost always sold out of it. You know, as soon as they get it, it goes that fast.
Well, this year's dates are January 9th through the 18th for the Uncorked Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival. So let's start, Bobby, talking about some of your many events. Let's start with Thursday the 9th.
Yeah, on Thursday the 9th, you know, I always look at the calendar and look for the events that I think are really the most interesting. And I think that the event on Thursday night from Island Grill, from Dock to the Plate, featuring fresh hogfish, that's definitely one of the events I would look at. Island Grill is at mile marker 85.5 Oceanside. So from Miami International Airport, that would take you about an hour and 15 minutes to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great event. Going on to the 10th, Key Largo Fisheries. Again, that's one of the places we get all this great fish and seafood from. They have Lobster Fest, and they do an amazing job with this event. They have lobster every which way, music, wine. It's a lot of fun. It's really cool to go there. There are lobster traps piled up there. There's fishermen are bringing in fish. Really interesting experience at Key Largo Fisheries on that day. On Saturday, the 11th, we have a local chocolatier called Key Largo Chocolates, and they have a junior chocolatier class. It's for kids, basically from 10:30 till noon. A really cool, fun thing to do for kids, and I know that my niece and nephew have gone to it. It's one of their favorite things to do.
Well, that's an important point. The Uncorked Key Largo Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival is quite a family affair, is it not?
Yeah, we have something kind of for everyone. You know, the same thing. We have dinners that are relatively fine dining and a gourmet and a little bit higher ticket to things that are very inexpensive. In fact, on Wednesday the 15th, jumping ahead in the calendar a little, for example, we have bubbles and burgers at Snappers. So they're mixing champagne with gourmet burgers, and the chef over there, he's really been doing a lot of really unique, great things recently for our area. I definitely recommend that event.
Champagne for the folks and burgers for the kids.
Exactly.
Well, let's go back to, we left off with Saturday the 11th and the Key Largo Chocolatiers. That sounds magnificent. What's happening Sunday the 12th?
Well, we have Key Largo Conch House. They have breakfast like lobster benedict, things like that. They pair those things up with champagne. We also have on Sunday in the afternoon, we have Celebrity Chop. This is a charity event for the Uncorked Key Largo Alameda Food and Wine Festival. And basically what we do with Celebrity Chop is we pick four local sort of celebrities, people that are well-known around town. We take those guys, once we get them, we ask them to find four local chefs that they can pair up with. And then once they get the local chefs, then, of course, we come down to Marguerite on Sunday the 12th, and they have to produce gourmet meals from ridiculous food items. You know, we're talking about ramen noodles and Coca-Cola, you know, and scallops, for example, and say, what can you produce with this? And then it works basically the same way Chop the TV show does.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this is it is, like I said, a fundraiser, a charity event. And for the winner, we give $500 to the charity of choice for the winner. So it's a great event. It's super fun. The people have a great time with it. And everybody's vying for that top place. Trust me.
Monday the 13th, what's your key event?
On Monday the 13th, and this is really interesting, the Alameda Moose Lodge, mile marker 81.5. Except that we're going to say Moose Lodges are not famous for their cooking, but what these guys do is they literally go all out, and it is one of the most well-attended, best events of the whole entire festival. That's Monday the 13th down at the Alameda Moose Lodge, mile marker 81.5, and it's going to be a four-course meal. It's going to be off the chain.
Is that where they have the quarter beers?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
It's a great event.
Tuesday the 14th, what do we look for?
Kayo, anything they do at Kayo is always great. And they have a flight of sushi and sake experience from 5 to 10 that night. And they do a great job. It's owned by the Rich family, the people, same people that bring you the richest topping. And they literally, for these events, they go all out. And their fish, besides the fact that it's obviously super fresh down here, but they specifically only buy absolutely the best fish for their sushi and for these pairings.
All righty, let's move on to Thursday the 16th.
Thursday the 16th, Lazy Days. That's at mile marker 80 on the ocean side. And I picked a couple restaurants today out of this list that are all from Alameda. But Lazy Days is one of the most popular restaurants in the Keys right now. And they're having a Mexican fiesta. And they have an amazing, amazing view from Lazy Days, looking out over Alligator Reef Lighthouse. So, A, the view's worth going there for. B, it's owned by Mexicans, and they're having a Mexican fiesta. So, you know, you can't beat that. And I'm sure that it's going to include a bunch of seafood as well and margaritas. So that's a great event. Also on that same day, Ballyhoo's in Key Largo is having a chef's dinner from 7 p.m. I'm going to be cooking there on that night. So that's why I thought I needed to mention that one as well.
Of course. Friday the 17th, I see that you've incorporated a murder mystery dinner. How unusual.
Yeah. This is a great event. The key players come in, and they're our local theatrical group. And they produce a murder mystery, and you get it paired up with, again, it's a gourmet Mexican dinner. I know that we just mentioned the Lazy Days Mexican dinner, but I'm sure the food will be different. But a lot of fun, really a cool event. And because of the murder mystery, it gives you something else to do while you're eating and enjoying great wines.
Also, I see a fabulous three-course gourmet dinner at your own Marker 88, an excellent restaurant in the Keys. How about the Grand Tasting on Saturday the 18th?
The Grand Tasting on Saturday the 18th. This is the second year that we have done this Grand Tasting at the Postcard Inn in Alameda. And let me tell you, the view, the location, you just couldn't get any better. It is situated on a piece of land, and if you can picture this, you know, and you're sort of looking to the south, so on your left is the Atlantic Ocean, and on your right is the marina for the Holiday Inn, the Postcard Inn's Holiday Isle.
Mm-hmm.
Mile marker 84 in Amrata. The space is beautiful. We get restaurants from all over the Keys to come. They set up. You get to try tons of food. Wineries from all over the world are going to be there. It is a really, really cool, fun, casual event. It runs from 11 to 4 on Saturday the 18th, and it's at the Postcard Inn in Amrata, formerly known as Holiday Isle.
Tickets are available online at Key Largo Food and Wine Festival.com. And you can also call 305-394-3736. All of the information is on the website, once again, at Key Largo Food and Wine Festival.com. Well, Mr. Bobby Stokey, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day and running all those wonderful restaurants down in the Keys and helping to co-found and co-produce Uncorked, it's called this year, the Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival. All the great luck to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Ed. You guys have a great day.
We'll be back with more South Florida Arts Beat in just a moment.
Just like they did in Key Largo. We had it all.
We had it all.
Just like Bogey and McCall.
Playing now through January 19th, Mad Cat Theater presents Mixtape 2, Umma Gumma Forza Zuma, the brainchild of Mad Cat's artistic director Paul Tay. Mixtape 2 features multiple local artists and familiar faces, and is an accumulation of new works fashioned under the strain of metamorphosis. Tickets and info at madcattheater.org, and playing at the Mad Cat's home at the Sandbox at the Miami Theater Center, 9816 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Miami Shores.
For far too long.
The Broward Center for the Performing Arts presents folk rock pioneer Tom Rush Sunday, January 12th. From his early days at Club 47 through 16 albums to his sold-out Club 47 concert series, Rush is known for written songs filled with healthy doses of both folk and blues influences. As Exclaim magazine declares, never miss a chance to see Tom Rush live. He's got that rare, one-of-a-kind quality that makes you realize you've seen somebody who really matters. Tickets at 954-462-0222 or browardcenter.org.
Once a month, our South Florida Arts Beat program features a live musical performance featuring South Florida artists. And every week, we bring you important news on the arts in our region. We're WLRN. That's just one way we're serving South Florida.